Wednesday morning, 6:46, the Port Huron Northern High School band has gone and made a movie. Eric Sinkmajor is here, the director of the Port Huron Northern band. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I got to ask you, how long have you been the band director at Northern now?
13 years, and I think this is my 24th year of teaching.
Wow. Yeah. That goes by quick, doesn't it?
Very fast.
Did you ever imagine that you would be making a movie of your band?
No, but I get to work with really cool kids, and I have great alumni, and just sometimes you have these ideas, you know, it'd be really neat, and then we go ahead and pursue them. It's one of the neat things about teaching where I teach is you get to pursue really cool ideas.
Well, where did this idea come from?
I wanted to make a change in the way we were putting together halftime shows, and I thought it would be fun to sort of trace that this halftime show we were doing this past year, but also give people kind of an inside look into what it means to put together one of these shows. You know, people get to drop the kids off at rehearsals, drop them off at band camp, or they go to the football games and just see the halftime show from the stands, but they don't really understand what it means to put one of these shows together. And I thought it would be a neat idea to kind of trace that path. Tell two stories, one about this neat show we were doing, Maria and the Matador, and the other one, give people a look at how the whole thing happens.
Right. So how did you go about doing that?
I contacted one of my alumni who's a very talented artist, and he comes from a family of very talented artists, the Boone family. His mom, Yvonne, has been involved with drama and the band program for about a decade, and I've had three of the Boone kids in the program. And Travis is just a really good movie maker. I'd seen one of the other documentaries he'd put together on retirement homes, and it's called So Here We Are.
Mm-hmm.
Is that available on YouTube?
It used to be. I could put it back up.
Yeah, you really should. It's really lovely and touching and wonderful, and so I just, in my years, I've run across these great artists and really talented people, and I just ask a question, hey, would you be willing to? And a lot of the times people are really willing to help and do some neat things with us.
So, Travis, what did you say when Mr. Sinkmajor came to you and said, would you like to make a movie about a halftime show?
I was like, totally, totally, totally. And when he asked me, I had this like idea, like, I mean, we kind of all pretty have, we all pretty much have like this idea of like, if there was a documentary about a marching band, this is what it would look like. This is what it would sound like. So I made a list of all those, and then I threw it away. And, cause it's like, I wanted to just make it about the emotional landscapes of being in it, not really the information that backs it up. So you learn about it through just being on the field with them.
So what you just basically spent all your time with the band, with your camera, shooting from starting when? Like starting at band camp or?
Spring of last year.
Kidding.
No, when I was announcing the show for the coming year, Travis came in and brought a camera in and got footage of me talking the students through the early ideas of the show. And just telling the story and telling the story again. And each time you tell the story, you get a little better idea, and you look at the reactions of people. And he was catching all of that all along the way, starting in April, May of last year, and then all throughout the summer. So he caught the very early stages of the development of this idea. And the idea, once again, was to sort of encapsulate the whole process, not just, hey, we're going to a band rehearsal today, but where does this all start?
Did certain characters emerge as, maybe the stars of the show?
Yes.
Or not necessarily the stars of the halftime show, but people in the documentary that kind of step up as central figures?
Yeah, and that's what happened with the other documentaries, too. There's just people who naturally do that, and it's fantastic for me because that way it kind of builds this very concrete narrative, and that really helps when you watch it because these certain people just pop up.
Well, and that's the thing about documentary filmmaking is you're working without a script. You're flying with, without a net, basically. You're just documenting everything that's happening, and then you have to put it together. You probably have hours and hours and hours of footage that you have to
so
boil down and make a story out of it, too, right?
Yeah. Mm.
a couple of the students that really came to the front. And, you know, the marching season is very different than the concert season. You know that. Mm-hmm. And the personalities reveal themselves in very different ways. And I got to see, like, you know, sort of like a version 4 cut of the movie about 2 weeks ago. He's still been patching it together in the last week and a half. But I got to see a late version of it, and just to see some of these personalities again that reveal themselves in very different ways, it made me smile and it made me chuckle through the movie because, oh, that's right, that's what the fall is like. And it was really fun. And even though it's only 6 months ago, it's still a little nostalgic to see these people in this type of environment.
What are some things that people are going to see? And by the way, the movie is called Band Geek, right?
Band Geeks.
Oh, yep. Band Geeks. Why the name Band Geeks? Because that sounds a little derogatory. It does.
It caught me off guard right away.
There's a very good explanation. The explanation actually came from Eric when I was in school. It's just this basic idea of when you're a geek about something, that thing, that interest just blinds you and you see it in everything. And it drives you to become better at that thing. So you can be a geek about comic books or band or football or movies, because when you are, you see that in everything you do. You say, I wonder what this would look like as a photograph, or I wonder what this would sound like as a song or anything. And you just see it in everything, so it like blinds you. So being a geek is a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
And talking about the title Band Geeks, when he first said it to me, because I'm always a little bit aware of how people will receive things as a you know, performing artist, it caught me off guard. And then it occurred to me, well, if you were doing a documentary on, let's say, a sports team, if you're following a sports team for a season, and you wanted to reveal the inside lives of these athletes, people might have an idea, well, the athletes, they are going to be this way. And you might call it dumb jocks, but reveal that, hey, these are real people, yeah, real kids living real lives. You would do that to grab their attention and go, oh, no. These people are just exactly, they are everybody's kids. The band students are, the football players are. And so the title sort of grabs you where people have that misperception and that misconception, and then takes you on a journey.
As a filmmaker, Travis, what did you want people to see? I mean, I know you couldn't go in and say, well, this is the story we're going to tell, because the story tells itself as you shoot hours and hours of a film. But what is the story, what's the message, I guess, that people can take away from Band Geeks?
There's just a... It's a very interesting question.
Marching band is hard work?
Yes. That's one of them, yeah. If you... I guess if, for me personally, if you have a pride about what you do, don't be ashamed about it and keep it and use it to your advantage. Just let it fuel you.
Have your students had a chance to see this movie yet?
No, we are premiering it tomorrow night on Thursday night at the Port Huron Northern PAC, 7 p.m. We're doing a little bit of a red carpet thing.
Okay.
A lot of the kids are, I told them we're going to premiere the movie, and a bunch of them said, oh, can we dress up? And so we're going to have a little red carpet out front of the PAC and at 6:30, and the kids are going to be coming in. A lot of them want to dress up. And the public is welcome, absolutely welcome to this. It's a $5 ticket. We'll be selling tickets before the movie. And please come in and enjoy this movie with us and get to see what a lot of kids in the community and, frankly, all across the state and all across the country are doing every single year.
Sounds pretty cool. What are your hopes for this film? I mean, obviously, other than showing it to the kids and their parents, what do you want to do? Do you want to take it to film festivals? I mean, what's the plan?
I want to take it to film festivals and see, get just constructive criticism on it, because I know I am totally aware it's not a perfect movie, but I feel like I still captured a lot of real moments, a lot of beautiful moments.
And I was going to ask you about that. Is it hard to catch real moments when everybody knows the camera's on them?
I thought it was going to be, but they were really, really good at just being themselves. And
kind of forgot you were there after a while, huh?
Yeah, became part of the marching band. I marched with them and...
There are a few, frankly, uncomfortable moments where you get to see kids in really, I mean, hey, this is the experience of being a teenager involved in an activity or a human being involved in an activity. Sometimes people are raising their voices. Sometimes it gets frustrating. Sometimes you say things that that's just all part of the experience. It's the first few times he walked in, I could see the eyes shifting over towards him, and then it didn't take very long until I didn't even see him walk in. I didn't see him walk onto the field. The kids didn't notice him either.
Yeah.
And he, what was it, like 25, 30 hours worth of footage?
Just about.
Wow. Fun stuff. Band Geeks, tomorrow night, what, 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center at Port Huron Northern. Can't wait to see this movie. And, let us know where this movie ends up. You know, if it ends up at a film festival somewhere, if you get some awards, be sure and tell us, because I think it sounds like a lot of fun. Travis, thanks for coming in. Travis Boone and Eric Sinkmajor.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Band Geeks, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Performing Arts Center at Port Huron Northern High School.